This week's Cotton Newsline is Six Cuts. All cuts are Kenneth Hood, producer and partner in Perthshire Farms in Gunnison, Mississippi. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have 1,500 acres of cotton land that's unprotected behind the Mississippi River levee, and of course it's inundated right now. It's probably 4 or 5 feet underwater and probably going 10 to 15 feet underwater by the time the river crests on May the 15th. And then they're looking at 2 to 3 weeks for a gradual decline in the water is what the projections are now. So we're going to be 1st of June and later by the time it dries up before we can even think about planting any kind of a crop on the unprotected side of the levee.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I did not plant with the projections that the Corps of Engineers was giving us. The land was prepared, ready to plant in cotton, but we had not planted anything.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
When you lose 1,500 acres of cotton land, it's hard to make up anywhere else, particularly when you had already planted some wheat on some of the other acres and some corn on some of the other acres on the protected side of the levee. So there's no way you can gain any other land to make up for that loss back there. It's just a dead loss.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Being this close to the Mississippi River, we have to contend with seep water, so we're not sure yet what effect the seep water is going to have on us. It depends on how high it does get, and it's going to get very high. But it also depends on how long it stays at flood stage, on how much it will affect us there. And the bad thing about it, even if you're lucky enough to get planted, you don't know what that high water is going to do to the root system on the crop that you have planted. It's a continuous thing that you have to worry about and try to overcome.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Particularly on those areas of the farm that have a wheat crop or a corn crop already planted to it. And with the excessive rain and prolonged rain periods we have, we've not been able to get in the fields with any ground equipment. So weeds and grasses are beginning to become a problem already.
Cut 6, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That is going to be terrible because they'll have to buy those contracts back at these high prices if they can't get a crop planted and or harvested. So this thing is going to be much more serious than a lot of people, I think, have realized so far.